Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. A 20-foot-long killer whale lies stranded on a rocky outcrop off Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska in late July of 2021. It's low tide, and the whale's alive, but its skin is drying in the warm sun. Passing boaters radioed federal biologists who gave them permission to wet it down with buckets of water while the tide came in. At high tide, it was able to free itself, and it swam off. Killer whales have scars and uniquely shaped dorsal fins and white patches, and they can be identified as individuals. Biologists have a photo identification catalog of West Coast transient killer whales like this one. About 300 killer whales are documented, and biologists were able to identify the stranded 13-year-old juvenile known as T-146D from past photos of it and its mother, T-146. Transient killer whales eat marine mammals, and they stalk harbor seals in shallow coastal waters. This whale was likely hunting seals and inadvertently ventured too close to shore. Odds are good that it will be okay. Over the past 20 years, 5 killer whales from this population have been stranded like this and documented by biologists. All of them survived and were resighted in following years. Sounds wild. I'm Riley Woodford.